Here's a story from The World.
In 1 week, Canadians head to the polls. Next Monday's election was called by Prime Minister Justin Trudeau way ahead of schedule. He's taking a risk, hoping that many Canadians approve of how he's handled the pandemic and will reward him with a Liberal majority in the House of Commons. But it might not work out that way.
Canada is in the midst of a fourth wave of COVID-19. Over two-thirds of Canadians say now is not the right time for a federal election, as it is not even 2 years since the previous one.
That's James Yan, a correspondent for The Economist based in Vancouver. He discussed the upcoming election in Canada on The Intelligence, a podcast from our partners at The Economist. Polls show that voters are unhappy with Trudeau. The prime minister's main rival, a conservative, now holds a slight lead.
The Conservative Party is led by a man named Aaron O'Toole. And Mr. O'Toole is a former helicopter navigator in the Air Force. He is pulling the Conservative Party closer to the center of the political spectrum in a bid to win over swing voters in the suburbs of Toronto. For example, on social issues, Mr. O'Toole's predecessor said he would not march in pride parades, waffled on abortion. Mr. O'Toole, on the other hand, says he will march in pride parades. He is firmly pro-choice. On economic issues, Mr. O'Toole has shown a willingness to go against the grain of conservative orthodoxy. He says he is in no rush to balance the budget. He is pro-union. He also sees a bigger role for the government. In fact, Mr. O'Toole would even extend the Liberal Party's income subsidy scheme by agreeing to cover for employers up to 50% of a new hire's salary for six additional months.
James Yan says some analysts describe Aaron O'Toole as liberal light, but that there are some key differences between the conservative O'Toole and the liberal leader Justin Trudeau.
Although both party leaders support a price on carbon, Mr. Trudeau wants a much higher price of $170 Canadian per ton. Mr. O'Toole would cap that at $50 per ton. And Mr. O'Toole has been unwilling thus far to adopt a clearer pro-vaccine stance for fear of alienating his supporters, some of whom are anti-vaxxers.
In this close race, James Yan says the result will hinge on two things. One, how well the parties can bring together those on the far left and the far right. And two, voter turnout.
If Mr. Trudeau can get his supporters out to the polls, he can potentially remain in power, if not in a majority position, at least at the head of a minority parliament. In terms of vote splitting, there's a risk of vote splitting on both the left and the right. There are three left-leaning parties. Mr. Trudeau needs to convince left-leaning voters to consolidate their support behind the Liberal Party. There are two main parties on the right of the political spectrum. There's the Conservative Party and another party further to the right, a populist outfit called the People's Party of Canada, which is polling at a record 6% in the polls. And that could be a reflection of Mr. O'Toole's attempt to pull the Conservative Party closer to the center. In any event, Mr. O'Toole needs to convince center-right and right-wing voters in Canada to consolidate their support behind him.
That's James Yan of The Economist speaking about next Monday's election in Canada. We'll have more on that story over the next few days.